Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black. Isn't that cool? This is my show, where we talk about God knows what.
Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! Fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
I've got no time for my fears.
Leave me the fuck alone!
They fade away, but they won't disappear,
Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
The Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black. That's the second time we've heard the intro because I pressed it once and we weren't recording, which is fucking awesome. What a great start. Fucking brilliant. I'm happy. To my right.
Yes.
To my right is Irish Joe.
The and one and only. Go fuck up in the intro. One and only is back. Oosh! And that tension. Oosh!
Mr. Black was here too.
And to the left is his cousin. You are his cousin, aren't you?
Nickname's Dickie Bex.
Are you just saying
Dickie
that, though?
Dickie Bex? Dickie Ding Dong?
Are you saying that to make yourself cooler?
No, I actually cut my cock beard.
Did you really?
Yeah, my brother owns it.
What part of it?
The PA, Prince Albert.
You said that like it was a part of your cock, the PA. I was like, what fucking part is that? That's I need to learn something.
It's like, no, Dex, the PA is what we're using for this.
It's been a while. Joe, this is episode 19.
Fuck me, Max. That's mad, ain't it?
That's mad. There should be a lot more, though. Let's be honest.
You only have 19 because I'm here.
Well, tell us this. Here's what the last time we talked, you were talking about starting a company called Anita, where you do deliveries from local shops and stuff like that, and no one really cared about it. But then COVID hit, and suddenly you got
show me the money, puppy.
Oh my whoa, God!
Whoa. Oh yeah! Okay, let's go. What? What?
Class.
So Dex is over here, and you've probably heard about Dex from one of the episodes where Joe told a story about running from the cops and being beat up by boys in Mobile.
Shit, so I did. We stole the Cavalier.
Dex
stole it, not me.
On this podcast, on this episode, we're going to fact check that with you.
100%.
You're going to tell me if it was true or not, I think he talks a lot of shit.
No, he's telling the truth.
You didn't even hear what he said yet. Stop backing him up until you know
it's my
whether
cousin,
or not.
Man, come on. I'll text you the story,
Dex.
I'll text you the story, Dex. Would you get your phone out?
Go ahead.
And there's one other person here with us this evening.
I'm BezaMarceau.com.
BezaMarceau.com!
That's for Brad. Sending that out to Brad, who's not here.
This is fucking wasting 30 minutes fucking about.
He's a prick.
Oh, my God. Right, so I came to Ireland in 2005, right? And I met Joe sort of at the tail end of his teens. But what was Joe like then? I didn't know him too well then. But when I came, he was kind of... He was dressed like Slim Shady. He had the fucking...
Mad, isn't he? Slim Shady.
Yeah? Mm. Constantly.
On stage, he says, that was his dad.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Even daddy's hair blonde.
Oh, fuck. Stop.
All right, tell us about yourself, Dex. We know everything about Joe because Joe doesn't shut up. There's information we're trying to delete from our memories about Joe.
Thanks.
Which is,
I'm a welder by trade.
You're a welder by trade. Boring. Next.
It feels like I'm on a dating site. I got three children. I'm really looking for a nice girl. I don't mind anyone, mustache, beard. I don't mind.
Jeez, that's a great Canadian accent.
Oh, fuck.
And what brought you to Ireland?
Was that not a question for you?
Yeah, it's just your question.
I'm just setting myself up. Online on my YouTube channel, Mr. Black Pasta, people have been asking where the podcasts are and are they coming back, and I said no, shut the fuck up. But they are coming back. They're back right now and we're gonna have some fun. We've got some clips to look up since we know everything about Joe and Dex doesn't want to talk about himself and his welding career. We're gonna move on to the clips. What do you think about that?
Pam, 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 pam.
Yeah. No record breaking there with Dick's introduction, that's for sure.
Do I talk about the story?
No, you told the story already.
No, you said about the...
About fact-checking it. He wants to tell stories again.
No, Dex does.
What story do you want to tell?
Yeah, you should tell the story that Joe told. That would be better.
It was all down the Humboldt.
Has he told you again recently what to say?
No, is this corroborated? Look, I was on the club, buddy, and it was not the start of an Usher song, by the way. But I was in the club and trying to chat a geared up. Next thing, I just see Joe coming around the club, and there was like it looked like a conga line of fucking dudes wanting to beat Joe up. Do you know what I mean? So
what did he do?
He came behind me and he grabbed the hood to my shoulder and he says, Dex, I got there. And the next thing I went, they sort of turned around to look at him, and then your man just took a swing, punched him in the face. So I grabbed him, put him under like a rugby tackle, and fucking rammed him out the door. But at this stage, there was like 20 guys on my back, punching and kicking. But there's a certain place in Donegal, it was like a hotel, a fancy hotel. So me and him ran up the stairs and under the hotel, and I was like someone out of Home Alone. I grabbed the fire extinguisher off a wall, and I was thinking, right, the first fucking 20 bastards comes up the stairs, they're going to get hit by a fire extinguisher. Do you know what I mean? And I went business like that. I wasn't getting a fucking kicking. Do you know what I mean? This stage in, the guards came in. It was like fucking two gypsies. Like, oh, boys, down here to fuck. What the fuck's going on? You know what I mean? Get them. And he put us in the back of a paddy wagon. Do you know what I mean? But by this stage in, they dropped us off. It was like, I'd say about maybe a mile, 2 miles out. But it was a QR park. And it was like derelict, there was hardly anybody there. And I don't want to say too much about what the actual vehicle was, what he called, because it was bad timing on my behalf. And if the guards listening, what he called, I do apologise. I was going to drop it off somewhere and phone him the guards and tell him that your car was there. But we hawked the car, like, do you know what I mean?
You stole the car then?
We stole the car.
Mostly American audience, just so you know, Dex, you know.
Well.
Hawking the car and
hawking the cars, what,
banter and saunter and we and uppera. They'll probably not understand that, but you know, we can fill them in later. But we excerpts in.
So is this actually going out live to America?
This is live to mostly American women over 60 right now.
Happy days. If you know a single, give me a shout.
Wow. So Dex is into his older women. He's into his older women. He's looking for the 60-year-old women, 60 plus, and he's only 55 himself, so, you know.
But I look well.
Well, speaking of that, that actually brings me to my first clip that I've got for the night. Joe, are you into older women, or were you ever into older women at any stage?
No,
I was.
Aye?
Yeah, no. When I was 4, I mean.
Second on that, did he?
Well, I was rushing around to get the podcast ready today. As you see, it wasn't ready still when you guys got here, but we finally figured it out. And I found this clip that I just thought was quite funny. There's have you ever heard of the channel TLC?
TLC?
It's a girl band.
The Learning Channel? No, not Waterfalls.
Go chase the waterfalls.
How would you chase a waterfall?
Jumping off them.
I'm sure you wouldn't ever won.
That's the idea.
So it's just stupid then?
Yeah.
Come on, hey, get back in the program.
What's up, ladies? My name's
Hey, your dad.
So here we go.
My name's Kyle, I'm 31, I live in Pittsburgh, and I'm addicted to dating older women. Much older women, like 60, 70, 80-year-old older women. I love everything about older women. I love the smell, I love the feel, I love the mentality. I love dentures. Women, you know, they can be self-conscious about dentures. Ladies, I promise you, telling your man that you have dentures will not turn him off. It'll put a smile on his face. It'll put a smile on his pants.
Ah!
Jesus Christ.
Ladies, telling your man you have dentures will not only
I don't give a fuck. If it doesn't come up in the end of this video, he's keeping a big secret. He drinks their bathwater. Look at his face.
Yeah, okay, so there's a young guy here, and he's decent looking. He looks a bit like Dex. And
with hair.
Why, thank you.
He's a little more hair than Dex, but he's into older women. And the caption on the video, and it's obviously the TLC, the Learning Channel. Mm-hmm. The caption on the video is, "I'm addicted to dating older women, much older women."
And that she is.
So he's on a dating site specifically looking for older women. And what he just said was that, ladies, don't be ashamed of your dentures because it'll put a smile on a guy's face and in his pants. I think that's a blowjob joke.
I'm on my dating website right now, and there's a lady on here named Karen. She absolutely has a look that I'm attracted to. She has the platinum hair. She has a great smile. She looks very pretty, very adventurous. So I'm going to send her an email. There's a lot of terms for sexy older women. There's MILF, saber-toothed tiger. I've also heard cougar. My favorite term, I would probably say it would be silver fox, because the silver fox relates back to the platinum hair, and that's what really turns me on. So I just sent an email to Karen, and hopefully she responds. Yeah, she's gorgeous. The first time I realized I was attracted to old women, I was in sixth grade. There was a really, really sexy teacher, and she was probably about 65. She had the platinum hair. She was top heavy.
Ah, oh, man, she's rotten, eh?
Ah, definitely.
I just don't understand.
He's just looking for pocket money. I think that's, you know, that's where they did them.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Sex with older women. The truth is, they like it. A 68-year-old woman enjoys passionate, vigorous sex just as much as a 23-year-old college cheerleader.
Hold on.
What?
He's 18 and she's 50. Muck, are you just...
No. He just said, a 68-year-old woman enjoys passionate sex as much as a 18-year-old or a college cheerleader. That's what he said. You got a choice, Joe. You got a college girl, or you got her 68-year-old grandmother.
Depends.
Depends. The what a perfect word. That was an accidental joke, wasn't it? You don't actually know what depends are, do you?
No, it depends.
Depends are underwear that old people wear so that they, you know, like a diaper for old people.
I would say, just don't wear it when I'm landing. Take it off, sure. She could be as tight as a mouse's ear in my months.
Oh, come on. No way. I'm like son of the Jumanji and she drops her drawers. I'll water to go.
Was that in Jumanji? Was it?
The monsoon when it come down the stairs.
Jesus. <That's right>. I need to watch the new Jumanjis.
No, not the new one.
I need to watch the old Jumanji. After learning about his addiction, Kyle's buddy Rich sets him up on another date with an age-appropriate woman.
Women my age, it's not that I can't recognize that they're attractive. I mean, because they are, of course. But I mean, I guess the way I look at it is they're not ripe yet.
Right, okay. So I don't understand how a woman that's fully grown and your age when you're in your 20s or 30s isn't ripe. When I go with Mrs. B and we pick berries, you know, we do that kind of shit. We don't get the ones that are like old and shriveled up. We don't discriminate. Uh-huh. We'll take them.
Don't discriminate against berries.
They're great for cobbler.
Everybody love a cobbler.
You know, they're in a different sort of bracket. But this guy, who is, what age is this guy? I mean, he looks like 28.
He does.
About 28, yeah.
Pretty young.
Yeah. And now his friends set him up on a date with this other girl who looks quite nice. She looks pretty nice compared to the... You know,
but I bet you I know it exactly what he's going to do here now next. He's going to leave her in a bath for about 9 hours and then call back.
he might leave her in the sun.
I'm Candace.
My first impression of Candace, she was cute as could be. When I looked at her, I thought to myself, I bet her grandma is gorgeous.
So, don't be asking, what is a normal date for you like?
Normally, she's between 60 and 80.
1680.
You can go out and
get
drinks. What's that like on your face? What is that?
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
That's like my grandma's age.
What's your
and
name?
Like my great aunt's age.
What's your name? What's your grandma's name? Candace is someone that, like, I would definitely hang out with her, just having fun. But she's not old enough for me.
Why do you like women that are older?
It's a visual. I mean, yeah. I like the hands.
Did he just say I like the hands? What is it about older women that you like? It's a visual. Okay, what part? The hands. Right, definitely not that. The wisdom, maybe.
The pocket money.
How many spots did you pick out of
the there? Smell and the hands. Oh, Kyle.
Jesus Christ, hey, smoker.
At the end of the day, nobody cares for Kyle.
No.
You know? That's what he wants the older women for. I don't understand this guy. I mean, on one hand, is it... So... Is it a fetish, or is this guy taking advantage of these women? Is he looking for money at the end of the day? Do you know what I mean? What is it, though? Because he does seem like... I think he got in it for the money, right?
And they fell for them?
And then like, the first woman with dentures, she took them out, and he was like, oh, smile in the pants, baby. And that was it. I think that's what happened.
He's addicted, no?
It's the opposite of pedophilia.
He's addicted to gums.
It's the opposite.
Because she's a lot of
penny dropped.
And that's what it is. It's the opposite of pedophilia. It's pedophilia
but only
mixed with Benjamin Button.
Do you like the gobble gobble?
No.
Why do you think Rich set us up, Mina? Clearly he hung for you.
I think he was trying to call on me. And he was trying to say, you know, go, Kyle talks, you know, this is what he does. When I send him out with someone that's really attractive and see what happens. In 30 years, I take you a lot more seriously.
It's perfectly fine. I never actually met someone like Kyle before. He was actually super honest up front, and I liked that. And I like that he does what he does, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks about it, and the women love him.
But hey, tell your grandma I said hi.
What the
right, fuck? So they go on a date. They leave the place, and as they're walking away, he says, right, so tell your grandmother I said hi. She's obviously into him a little bit, you know? And he says, and tell your grandmother I said hi. Imagine, tell your grandma, how's your grandmother? Does she need a bath? Is she ready?
Does she want me to change her diaper?
She want me to change her diaper? Depends.
Does she need a lift up to the bathroom?
Hey. I bet. Do you think he's turned on by that old, remember the video in the 90s of the grandmother falling down the stairs? Oh, the advert. No?
No, don't remember.
Maybe you just didn't have it here.
He's just one of them boys would be like, oh, tell your grandmother I would control her electric chair any day.
Do you think he would be banging her and like scream out, you know, Margaret in the middle of it or some shit?
But it would be like a Margaret.
Margaret. What? I meant Maggie. That's my other grandmother.
Uh-oh.
This guy's weird. I don't know.
Oh, 100%.
I met this lady online named Karen. I saw her pictures. I thought she was absolutely gorgeous. And I am so looking forward to meeting her tonight. Karen, you made it. So good to finally meet you.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking because, well, he is so much younger than I am. I've got butterflies in my tummy. That hasn't happened in so long. Such a gent. Thank you very much.
So Karen showed up for dinner tonight.
Does she just come back to my funeral? She just buried her husband.
Yeah, she is funeral-esque.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever saw it, there's also a slight Beetlejuice vibe. Remember Lydia out of Beetlejuice? Well, this is her now.
I'd say she looks like a Spanish dancer that's really, really aged. Do you know the one that does the flamingo dancing, is it?
I bet she does Zumba on Sundays at 11 a.m.
in the care home.
And that sounds bad. Oh, you guys are being ageist. I don't give a fuck. This TLC brought this on the world, right? The Learning Channel put this shit out.
Right.
They've got a fucking Maverick Sabier. Fucking what's that other guy from X Factor? The guy that won. Remember the guy? He was a traveler.
No,
Shane something.
Oh, Shane.
Aye, that's him there. Anyway, that's him. And then you've got fucking. Waterlogged fucking Lydia from Beetlejuice. I don't know. It's strange. It's very strange. It's not ageist. It's just, I think she's getting taken advantage of by
that
the guy.
That one big tooth is the only real tooth in her head.
I bet it's the opposite.
Because it's whiter?
I bet that's the... She's got one... She doesn't have dentures. She has a denture. One denture. For everybody.
Can you bite on this for me?
I mean, I bet she was kind of pretty when she was younger. But have you ever seen like older women that like you're like, I bet she was pretty, and they see younger pictures and she wasn't, and you're like, no, you were
like the granny of That's My Boy.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I think Kyle's pretty much a fucking he's chasing the fanny granny fanny. Fanny in the UK is pussy, in America it's
taco
bum. Yeah. What about you, Joe?
Would you
bang an older woman?
I definitely would. I'm not gonna lie, like I probably would try it. I would.
I would
have to be blocked. I would have to be blocked.
Are you touching it again?
I will have to move it.
I'd just scoot your fucking chair up and stop fucking touching it. That's wreck it again. Heart. Sure, shoulder bump it now.
No,
fucking MGK over here.
But
6'7".
My mama say.
There's something wrong with your medulla oblongata. Right, enough, Joe.
No, I think if I was blocked, I would definitely... No, actually, shit. No, I would. Because Conal's ma. No, Dex, no. Tell the truth. You went with your girl at 70. Dex, or my Mitch, Conal's ma's friend. She's hot, like. She reminded me of...
Who?
Conal's ma's friend.
Right.
Conal's ma's friend. I can't remember her name.
She could be four, so how old is she?
I'd say she's about 50, anyway.
Well, easily. 50?
But your little son low here's fucking in the 80.
She's 68, yeah.
Well, I'll say 60. She's probably about 60. So, no, I think if I was single and I seen her out, I would smash her, like. I would, hey.
I regret asking the question.
if the lady was attractive, do you know what I mean? Not, like, saggy baggy here.
No,
you know
she
I mean?
Was.
I'm not fucking slagging the lady. No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm just saying. Well, you're I am. She's fucking rotten. Do you know what I mean? Looks like a fucking really bad burrito.
Well, listen, this is the thing. There are girls that are too young for you, and there are girls that are too old for you. End of story.
Right.
Sometimes something comes that breaks the mold, but only in the older region, never in the younger region. All right?
It's acceptable.
Not going to ask Joe that question, because...
No. This is fucking right. Wasting 30 minutes fucking about.
That's either a yes or no. Would you fuck her? Oh, no.
No, Dev's... If she was tidy looking, if she was attractive looking at that age, absolutely. I
don't
give a fuck. I don't care.
There are exceptions to the rule.
No discrimination.
It's not. I don't think it's an ageist thing. I don't fucking bullshit. There's no ageist.
If she's hot, then like Miss Parker. Know what I mean?
But dude, if ugly bitches
need love too, Craig. Miss Parker.
What's up, ladies? My name's Miss Sadie. Sup, grannies? I want to see your fanny. So, but see, our boy Kyle here with the fucking potato head is, I don't know, man. I think this dude is. I think he's a kind of a gold digger. Mm-hmm. That's what I get. Let's see if there's anything else he's got to say. If the tablet will play it.
You seem to be intelligent, although I'm not going to say that I necessarily decided to come out with you because of your mind.
No! When the grannies strike back. Jesus, that was a fucking... How do you come back from that, Kyle?
Can you put your dick in my mouth?
Do you think she's wet, mate? She says that, Dex?
No, she needs about two bottles of lube. When you open her drawers, a fucking bat's flying out on there.
Oh my God. Jesus, if we don't get cancelled after this one. I mean, I thought we started the podcast with an episode called The Fart Murder.
Right.
Like, so embarrassing. You're so embarrassing, lad.
The fart murder?
Yeah, I had him believing that this guy killed his wife by farting in her face by doing a Dutch oven.
Oh, come on.
It's a pretty believable story, in fairness. Like,
no, it's not your dick.
Look, he's raging now.
You don't want to keep it going with Dex. He would have believed that. Dex is a simple bastard.
What?
Oh, sorry, Dex, you're still here.
Well,
back in the room.
I don't know. The granny roasted Kyle there pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear what he's got to say back.
Yeah.
To be able to feel like this again, you know, just all excited and quivering and thinking, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next. So you've done a lot of traveling.
I've been around.
Would you go with like someone like me? Because I'm old enough to be your mother, definitely. Maybe old enough to be your grandmother, depending.
You're clear enough to take home, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
After dinner, Karen agrees to go back to Kyle's place.
Let's dance.
You
want to
dance?
Yes. You
want to
dance?
Oh, they're dancing in his wooden room. It's a quite an old-looking room, in fairness.
Soundproof.
Do you know what the problem with taking a woman like that home is?
You don't have to impress her?
She's quite old, like.
She is.
She's quite old. I mean, if she forgets how she got there, you could have a consent problem on your hands, for starters. But all jokes aside... to me, it just looks like he's searching for a rich one.
Yeah. All his neighbors are probably thinking he's such a good lad. Look at all the wee people he cares for,
making them dinner, bringing them home.
And they always leave so happy.
We skip.
I'm bringing me granny over next week. She'll like Kyle. She might. Do you think he's got a small dick? Do you think that's what it is?
Wee granny fucker.
You think it could be what it is?
Nah. You think?
The date with Karen was incredible. She was 100% my type.
Oh, they're kissing.
I had a wonderful time with Kyle. And I've had such an amazing time.
Was she what kind of kiss was that? She was like pressing her lips and like moving her head left and right.
It was like someone had a Gone with the Wind.
You gotta say, it she could be gone with the wind very shortly.
No, she's proper old schooling it. I'm not fully snogging you.
You guys are fucking evil. Hey, listen, fucking take it up with TLC. Don't take it up with us. We are a comedy podcast. We're gonna fucking slag the shit out of this stuff, and you know that's true. You know that's true. What do you want us to do? Do you want us to sit here and to pretend like he's a great guy and it's fucking brilliant and she's not a fucking idiot for falling for it? No. You're insane. Write a letter to TLC. Leave us an audio boom alone. Fact. Right? The girl has one tooth. She's got one tooth.
I knew I seen her from the TV show. Hillbilly ham fishing.
Jeez. Sounds like where I'm from, Arkansas. Yeah.
I just don't want it to end.
Kyle lived in Florida for 2 years. Of course it's Florida. While he went on a lot of dates, he always came home to one woman.
Please tell me this is his mom.
My name is Jackie. I came to visit Kyle from Florida. I'm kind of hoping that he'll come back with me.
That's his former girlfriend.
Babe, you made it.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Good, you made it.
Babe.
All right, okay. Let's set the scene up for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Kyle's standing on the steps of his home in Florida, looking out in his car salesman button-up shirt, while what's-her-name, older lady, is walking up what looks like 132 flights of steps.
Just about to say.
It's set up for access.
Hurdy day. You think it's his money?
It's set up for access. And he's not interested at all in helping her carry that shit up.
I was just about to
She
say.
Looks like she's fucking thinking, like, go on, help. Well, he's good looking. He's a little dick, though, but he's young. Need somebody to leave my money to.
Fuck a cat.
Oh, okay, can you take this?
Yes, of course, babe. Of course.
Oh, she actually asked him.
Can you take this? Step 483. Can you take this?
Yeah, sure, I will. No problem.
He's like, hey, you've lost weight. He's like, I just walked up those fucking steps, you fucking dirtbag. In Florida, and they've got gloves on. I don't think it gets cold enough in Florida for gloves, to be honest.
Yeah, but she's 110.
Or maybe this isn't Florida. Maybe he lived in Florida, but this is the home he... Yeah, she's 110.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. She's really not that old, but it's just that he's so young.
She died 2 years ago. She doesn't know yet.
That's a sixth sense. Synth? Synth. No, synth. That would be dance music. Sixth synth. Old.
Copyright.
Old. Fanny.
Kyle and I, you know, we date on and off, but I'm really not his type because I'm too young for it.
I'm not his type.
Wrong.
Jackie has 3 children.
They're all older than Kyle.
Oh, come on. I'm a big ass, Kyle.
Oh, all right, okay. I get it. She's an investment.
Just keeping her at arm's length.
Did you ever see that movie where the guy, like, does he go into the future and, like, he looks up the girl's fucking great-great-great-great-granddaughter and, like, starts going with her then?
Is that a Post-it song?
Went to the year 3000.
Nobody would know in here but you.
Dexter.
You're the only person.
Went to the year 3000.
Remember, I'm his cousin.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay.
Right. Okay, let's finish this clip because fucking
hell. I'm feeling really awkward. Like,
so much fun. We really did.
Yeah, we did have a good time. I've missed you. I've missed you a lot.
Likewise.
I mean, nobody to go to the movies with.
I know, bro.
What? Did he just call her?
I've missed you. I've missed you a lot.
Likewise.
I mean, nobody to go to the movies with.
I know, bro.
Bro.
I missed that. Bro?
I know, bro.
He just called her bro.
She's deaf on the friend zone.
I know, bro. Bro. What do you think she feels when he calls her bro?
She wants to slap him and send him to his room.
I feel like a lot of them put away... I think that the thing is that he can get away with a lot more shit with them because they're happy to be there with him, with a younger guy.
And then guy?
He's getting the money in the end up. Do you think that he gets several of them together and...
He's a grand
clan. Come on. I don't even want to
think he's got a grand clan?
A grand clan?
She'll be like, take a grand slam. Probably like take your teeth out and see if they fit in her mouth and stuff. Oh.
Like that. Jesus Christ.
No. Teeth swapping.
Denture swapping.
No, you put her wig on.
No, it's funny. He's once, instead of putting your keys in the bowl, they put their dentures in the bowl.
Jesus. Well, they do that every night.
Yeah! We just seem to get along so well. Even when I was dating whoever, and you were dating whoever, we seemed to always come home to each other. I miss that.
Oh, I miss it too. I miss you.
Bro.
I think you should think about coming back.
Is he?
That's so awkward.
Hold on. Is he holding your hand under his leg?
That's fucking fucked up.
I'm gonna pass. Hold on, bro. I'm gonna pass out. I can't do it. I gotta go back. There's no way. We have to be seeing that wrong. There's no way.
He's
holding her hand under his legs while they're crossed. That's not happening in this.
And we're best friends.
We just seem to get along so well. Even when I was dating whoever, and you were dating whoever, we seemed to always come home to each other. I miss that.
Oh, I miss it too. I miss you.
Bro.
I think you should think about coming back. Come live with me again.
I'm at a crossroads. I have to make a decision. I'm either going to stay in Pittsburgh, or I'm going back to Florida. Be with Jackie.
What about all the other women that you were chasing? All your old, beautiful women.
Karen was 100% my type.
I would definitely date her. Absolutely.
But Jackie and I, we've dated for a while. I mean, I do have feelings for her. She's a lot of fun. Should that not work out, Florida is a hotbed of sexy-ass grandmas.
Kyle is currently living in the Sunshine State. He's dating several older women. My God.
Yeah, I think all that's over because like, I'm going to... cover your mic and chocolate milkshake.
That has to be the most awkward thing I've ever seen. Holding someone's... His legs crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as if his hand is under his leg, under his elevated knee, and the grandmother is... I don't know if she's a grandmother. She might not be. The elderly, aged female.
Lady?
Politically correct. PC. You got a PC. You got a PC, don't hey?
Shit, what if they're a man, lady?
Maybe. I don't know. Listen, I think there's several factors that could come into play. I think one could also be that he is no good in relationships and he knows that these will last so short that, you know.
He'll be single again.
And he could make it out the other side with a pocket full of cash. He could be gay. There's always that chance as well. That to me, the guy seems like he could be.
This is fucking wasting 30 minutes fucking about.
Let's move on to the next clip.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so I found this one. This is a quick one.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll escape the cringe of the last clip. You guys can tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to gravitate towards cringy clips. I don't know what it is about them, but they're great.
They're awesome.
So this guy is a, you know, one of those gurus, one of those sort of positive speakers, motivational speaker, guru type of guys.
Right.
He used to be known as Franklin Apollo in the 90s, and then he changed his name to Todd Connor. He's now Todd Connor. This is a clip from when he was Franklin Apollo.
Okay.
Probably the reason why he changed his name. You ready, Joe? You vaping over there?
Yeah, come on, join on.
Fucking vaping. Oh, my God, dude. Dude, you smoke. You vape more than you smoked.
Exactly.
You're a horrible example for vaping.
Come on, join on.
Fucking hell. Do you vape as well?
Ah.
I did.
Did you?
And then I stopped because that's what you do when you stop smoking. You vape until you no longer need it.
No.
Look at Joe. It's not vaping. This is inhaling.
You want to see the cure? Oh, my word.
Joe doesn't vape. He breathes.
That's good.
All right, you ready?
Where?
You ready?
I had a thing with it.
Snorbit.
Snorbit.
I had a Starbucks today. Did you? I don't know if I put it on Facebook. I must do it later. I'm drunk it through the straw blue smoking it. A vapuccino. What?
Yeah, vapuccino.
Class.
Coronavirus! Shit is getting real!
It's all a conspiracy.
Is it not?
Todd Connor. I make the impossible possible, the uncomfortable comfortable, because I know perception is reality. Pow!
What?
It's interesting that trust comes up, because earlier I asked several people to write down and work.
Okay, so now, that was him now. That was him now. It was him standing in front of in front of a fucking camera. Doing his, you know, motivation speech thing. You reminded me of the fucking the guy out of Step Brothers. Pow! What are you saying? Pow! What's that? Is that are you saying pow? Pow! That's what he sounded
match
like.
Match between him and Kratik here. And we went,
yeah.
Because I know perception is reality.
Pow! Pow! Okay. Self-help guru Todd Connor. In 1994, he was known as Franklin Apollo. This is why he changed his name. All right. Okay. So he's on stage. Bad setup already. Uh-huh. I'm just going to say it's bad setup already.
Bad
he's on stage. Suit jacket. Looks like it's maybe a turtleneck or t-shirt, black. Some jeans, possibly. Timberlands. Maybe trainers. Not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Could be going Steve Jobs. Could be flip-flops. Not sure. On stage, live audience. Behind him, a medium-sized stepladder.
Right.
That's not going well yet.
No.
I don't think this could end well. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Laura, come over here, Laura. Big hand for Laura, everyone. I'm going to help you move through the fear to the power of trust because you and I are going to have a relationship here tonight based in mutual trust. This is a technology I've developed called the Ultimate Trust Fall. Laura, what you're going to do, I'm going to ask you to take one step up there, the first step, signifying the first step towards reaching through the fear and getting to the power of trust. You're
going to
trust that I catch you. I'm
going to
trust that you fall. Laura!
Whoa.
Yep.
What did he say?
He did say that.
You're going to trust that I catch you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to trust that you fall. Well, okay. So if she does fall,
excuse me.
She kind of had it coming. She knew.
Yeah.
He told her. It's almost like a Jedi mind trip.
She's coming back and that ladder's going for a dander.
Trust me!
What?
Okay, let's do this. Are you ready? Here we go. When I say let's do it, okay?
Right, okay, so take a step back, pardon the pun. You're going to trust that I catch you. I'm going to trust that you fall. Do you trust me? Yes.
So he's turned sideways?
He's actually a really good hypnotist, to be fair.
Laura, let's do it! All right, there. I got your attention.
Fucking oh, my
hell.
God.
Jesus.
Right, so what's just happened is she's walked halfway up the ladder. He said, and she's got his back to him. And it's one of those things where she's going to fall back. He's going to catch her. And he says, do you trust me? Yeah. Okay. Right. When I say go, go. He says go. She starts to fall backwards, straight backwards. Flat. It's horrible. It is horrible.
Yeah, this is bad.
And he turns to the audience and starts talking to them. And you hear her hit.
Do it again. That was really good.
No, it wasn't, because you can actually hear her hit.
It is so bad. Sad. It is bad. He should be fucking shot.
Okay,
let's do it. Okay, Laura, let's do it!
And falling.
All right, there. I got your attention.
What? He just said, I got your attention?
I got your attention. Right. Okay, so unless he has dementia, I think it's kind of assault, isn't it, really? But then again, he did tell her, I'm going to trust you fall. You know,
so
like if that was my bird or my sister or anything, I'd
straight up.
I'd been getting knocked the fuck
straight
out.
The fuck up. Yeah, they're horrible. So let's. It's not. It's funny, but it's not funny.
No, definitely.
It's funny because of the absurdity of it. That's what makes it funny. Grannies and fucking 28-year-olds. That's funny. That's totally brought on by self and TLC. This this Laura girl had no chance.
No, definitely not. Poor Laura.
Okay, let's do this. Are you ready? Here we go. I say let's do it. Okay, Laura, let's do it! Alright there. I got your attention.
Jesus, fucking poor Laura.
And you see in slow motion, like she hits her head.
Aye.
Crucial, will you catch and trust yourself? She's fine.
She unconscious? She's
fine. Okay,
so you put the power of trust in yourself because you want.
There's one guy came up to check on her. She's still on her back on the stage. Another guy's come up to check on her, and the dude. Mullet dude is going, she's fine. He's continuing to talk.
I trust only you. She's okay. She's all right.
They're motioning for more people to come up. Another one's up.
You guys, do me a favor. Okay. Do me a favor. You guys can just step up. I know it's really dark.
That was another guy coming up to stop the guy. To stop fucking Franklin Apollo, a.k.a. Todd Connor. And push him back and get him off sides.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell.
That's bad.
One more, just look at that. I mean, that's a hard fall.
She's okay. She's all right. She's fine. I've done this before.
He says, while the other guy's pushing him back, he says, I've done this before. The fuck? Many times.
I generally thought that this was going to come up, but she was part of the act.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. If she was, then, I mean, that's a pretty... I find that pretty strange if that would be part of the act. Yeah, I mean, you'd be putting yourself in fucking serious risk every time you did it. I mean, that's a wooden floor. You can hear it. You can see her bouncing back up. As you say, Dex, clearly some whiplash going on there.
Easy.
And she's not moving afterwards. She's staying there. Yeah, one of those guys should have just fucking...
Straight on for a whipper. Lumped
him.
Straight on for a whipper there, anyway.
Yeah. Pick him up, slam him on his head.
Oh, what?
Do the time, brag about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's check out some... I fucking feel bad for Laura. I really do. You know, that was in the 90s. So now this guy is Todd Connor. Have you ever seen a show for Todd Connor? Go to it, please.
Like and
tell
share.
Him I sent you.
Get on the ladder.
Ask him if he's got Laura's phone number.
Horrible.
Dex is
horrible.
Can you tell?
Let's check out. So I was looking through trying to find some more cringe stuff for us to watch tonight, and I found a fucking couple really, really good ones. Right? Have you ever been to like Psychic Sally or anything?
Oh, no, I don't like people like that.
No, me either. I think they're fucking bullshit.
Big time.
Yourself, Joe?
No, big time. That's against my religion.
What?
He hasn't got one.
Well, do you believe in that shit?
It's against my religion.
All right.
Sitting here with my headphones and all. Tony, get your haircut before we come over.
What?
Tony, get your haircut before we come over.
Mic drop. All right, he's a bit late on that, Joe. Mm-hmm. I can edit that over a bit, but I probably won't.
You don't need. Do you want to do it again?
Go for it again. Dude, also, what did I tell you about growing the facial hair out?
What are you talking about? That's 6 months ago.
Lad.
That's only a week.
No. No. And see the hair? It's getting spongier.
Fuck, do you want me to my douche tight, lad? I got a cut the other day.
Is that big perm?
It's coral reef.
I got a cut the other day.
This is off the coast.
It's a cobra.
Come on, man. Seriously, headphones hardly fit. Headphones hardly fit. You're getting more King of the Hill every day.
Fuck up, yeah, wanker.
Like a freak, exactly, shake your dango like... wind, like a boom, just one rock on down. It's like you want to go boom, dango. Yeah, man. Joe, you're getting a sore touch tonight, man.
We have a coffee break for about a year.
No.
Texas.
We're just heading to do another.
Yeah, come on.
We're watching another clip here.
You don't want to throw me the ice, sweating and all.
I can give you ice.
I can see him sweating too.
What the fuck?
One last one, man. Fuck's sake, Joe.
It's fucking my show, anyway.
So, you know Louis Theroux?
Aye. From down the bog?
No.
Last time I said your man.
Fucking brilliant guy, does documentaries. He's on Joe Rogan all the time. He's fucking excellent. He goes to visit a guy who claims to speak to ETs, extraterrestrials.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so I thought it was cool.
No, this should be good.
Just want to see maybe if this could convince you.
As a Christmas gift, Reverend Short has offered to use his body as a vessel for his alien friend, Corton.
Right. We were going to have you over here. Is that okay?
No, I have...
Corton.
First impressions, him and his missus look like aliens already.
Mm-hmm.
So, convinced. At 10 seconds in, I'm convinced.
I'm expecting a boy that dates all women to be in this room.
Does...
Kyle. Where's Kyle?
Does this guy, what he called, eat about 60 magic mushrooms and then...
Dude, he has to.
He has to.
Right. And some DMT.
Oh, what? And a bag of kit.
Peyote.
I feel a signal.
Do you know what? I don't think you're far off.
Mm.
Corton will share with us the benefit of his extraterrestrial wisdom.
Focus.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got...
Oasis?
No, ZZ Top.
Billy, Bob, and Jeffro. They're all there.
And Aunt May.
Aunt Mac and me.
Out one day, shooting up some crude.
Like, he looks like the one of the boys at Oasis. That boy with a beard looks like the boy had done that song with Eminem, Berserk.
Rick Rubin. It does. That's actually Louis Theroux. He's amazing. He's really good.
He just looks like the girl that done that spy film, the fat girl, the comedian.
Oh, really? You think?
But mind you, done the comedian spy where she wore the wug.
The wug.
Is that Irish for wig?
That's Irish for wug.
She wore a wug.
She wore a wug, her big dog. You know what I mean?
The one that sounds like a fucking town. Where are you playing tonight? Schwarwog.
Schwarwog. Don't say Wogwood.
Don't say what wog was it?
Mate, you wore the curly wig. Didn't you,
Identity. No, I know what you're on about. You were the same woman.
Aye.
The funny girl, heavy girl. Melissa.
Carthy.
Carthy or something like that. Yeah.
So that's the three people that's in the room. Boy at Oasis, boy at a Berserk music video.
It does look like Oasis for definite, yeah.
It does, I'm assured. Here we go. Is he taking a shake? It's constipated.
Home Alone.
Come on.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control.
Central Control.
Stand by.
Aliens, innit?
I would have wet the drawers of myself.
That's true, yeah, but
he's about to fall out of his chair.
Central Control, this is Eddie. Central Control, the guys this is Eddie.
Rick Rubin and Macaulay Culkin are in stitches.
On behalf of the Honorable Corton representative, we are ready to begin with the information which we have for these individuals in this time period. Let us begin with the individual who's to the left forefront of the instrument.
You. Take your first name.
Ah! JJ. Okay. JJ, right? Okay, so JJ's on the far end. Nobody else behind him. There's three people other than the guy and his wife in the room, and obviously the cameraman, but he's nowhere near because he's filming. And... Your woman, so the guy that's channeling the alien, I guess, is calling on the guy to the left, and his wife says, that means you. And this guy in the black t-shirt just turns around, looks behind him. There's clearly no one else there, mm-hmm. unless he's thinking there's aliens. me? Oh, what's your name? JJ. imagine I says, Joe, you want to tell your story? And you look behind you right now.
Make it more real.
Nobody there. Yeah. That's the equivalent. It's exactly what happened.
Pure Scooby-Doo moment.
And within the next 4 to 6 of your Earth months, there will be a dramatic change in your life activity so that it would give you a more rounded character to pursue modeled after another individual.
Does the extra R's make it more believing?
So practices his rolling his R's. So practices it. How much do you want to bet that he got this idea to do this from learning that he could, from discovering that he could roll his R's really well?
And play more golf.
I bet he was at home one day and his wife was out shopping for, you know, Depends or something like that. And he was rolling his R's and going, fuck, I'm really good at this. She came in, caught him doing some outlandish shit. And she was like, oh, I didn't even realize it was you. And he was like, oh, it wasn't. Who was it? Corton?
Corton. Well dressed like a pump.
He is dressed funky. That's what I'm saying. He's got a short sleeve. Is it button up or polo?
He's like a white Flavor Flav.
Well, he's got a short sleeve button up polo shirt on.
With a white roll neck.
With a white roll neck.
Oh shit.
And white trousers.
Now think about it. White turtleneck roll neck. Mm-hmm. So the sleeves are coming out underneath.
That's right.
The short sleeve shirt.
Uh-huh.
This one has the initials MJF. Is that known to you? It is thus termed miracles because it seemingly applies to each individual differently, but brings very succinct enlightenment, erudition.
Mike, what was that? I didn't even understand that one.
Nor did I.
Louis says, I didn't even understand that one.
Well, individual. Just wait. Make up something else here. My wife could fall in here because I have no clue. I'm running out of lies.
Hey, he is grasping at straws.
Listen, I don't know really where else you can go with that one. Nah. That's really strange. It's really strange people that do that, and you know, and a lot of them like will charge a lot of money. He probably charged money for these guys to come in.
Crazy.
But I haven't quite understood where Louis got these other two guys to come in. Mm-hmm. You know, Rick Rubin and Michael J. Fox over there. No? Where? Behind me? Man, fucking hell. Let's just move on before Joe fucking suggests we take a break for his ADHD. No.
Crack on.
We're not
having a
break. Crack on.
Not a
break. I didn't ask for one. What was you
asking for? You need to fucking Kit Kat, motherfucker. I found this old. Do you remember in the 90s? I don't know about here, but in the States in the 90s, they had a lot of these really cheesy ass public service announcement videos for like the youth. Did you have things like that?
No.
That fucking kind of. Say no to drugs and rape, dude. Kind of.
No.
We never had those? Ah, oh, great.
We just had Irish parents. It was like, you touch that down, you're getting a fucking Jesus knock to you.
That's right.
I'll get your fucking dad's belt.
Good old Catholicism.
Oh, what? Have that big double set of Bible up the stairs, you'll get fucking up a set of head.
And nobody will know either. Because it's not a hardback, it's a thinback. NIV, motherfucker.
Rubber on sides, no bruising.
Right, okay. So I found this, some kind of public service announcement.
Right.
And I thought it touched on a very good topic that we should talk about now. It's to do with consent and stuff like that. And you guys can tell me what you think about it.
All right, go for
it's important. I think we'll learn something.
Hey, what's up? How's that party the other night?
It was all right.
What?
There was this guy, and he's with his girlfriend, and he's trying to get her to do something that she didn't want to do.
So what did you do about it?
I didn't do anything.
Whoa, what? Guys, don't be like my friend here who didn't do anything. Not doing anything is part of the problem.
Shots fired. Joe, whoa.
You wow. Didn't do anything?
You didn't do anything, lad?
Whoa, Joe.
You didn't do anything?
So, fuck me. We should set the scene up, I guess. It's only about a 36-second clip.
Uh-huh.
Not about. It's exactly 30 seconds. 36 seconds. Two guys walking down a high school hallway. Mm-hmm. Next to lockers. They're the only ones in the hall, you know. So skipping class.
Big time.
And
truancy.
No hall pass as far as I can see, which is you know, it's not on. That's probably that's probably the focus of the video actually, is where's the hall pass. But they're talking about a party they were at the other night, and he says, how was that party the other night? Yeah, it was all right. There was this guy there and he was trying to get his girl to do something she didn't want to do. He says, well, what did you do about it? I did nothing. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Well, then you're part of the problem. And that's it. End of friendship.
But was he asking him to join on? He should have joined on?
Maybe. Well, I wonder, maybe. What was the activity, right? What was the activity? What if it was fucking poker? But I wonder, what if it was like a much smaller issue? Like, hey, we're going to play poker. You want to play? No. Well, come on, play poker. I don't want to fucking play poker. Come on, I'll show you. No, I'm not fucking playing poker. What if that's the activity?
Whoa.
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 Justin, you didn't do anything, man.
Dude, she didn't want to play poker. Did you not stand up for her?
That's not part of the problem.
No, it's part of the problem then.
Definitely.
Fucking royal flush, brother.
Royal flush.
Got it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like face guard.
Whoa. Yeah.
I love it. And the dialogue, is so not confident.
No.
Hey, what's up?
All right. Two rules broke already, I can tell. First of all, dude's chewing gum in the hallway. Not cool, right? No hall pass. Third, handshaking. If they knew what we were going through today, they wouldn't be doing that shit.
Pandemic.
Right?
Pandemic.
And also, fucking friend here leaves his locker open. Don't My man, it. Buddy, Mr. You Never Did Anything About It,
whoa,
has to close his locker for him.
See that?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot in this video. There's a lot to this.
That scene there with them shaking hands actually reminds me of that awkward scene in the movie Sixth Sense when the wee boy pretends to be his friend. They walk him to school. Do you remember he throws his arm around him and all? He says, did you like that arm trick I done?
Right.
He says, I'm pretending to do acting.
Ah, it's been a long time since I've seen that.
Joe.
I've seen it once.
Joe. Did you do anything about it?
I rewinded it and watched it again.
All right, look. Right, so... our hero, chewing gum, shaking hands,
leaving his locker open,
lecturing, but also closes your man's locker, which, you know, could save him getting robbed.
And he did something about it.
He did something about it. Here we go. Look.
Hey, what's up? How's that party the other night?
It was all right.
What?
There was this guy, and he's with his girlfriend, and he's trying to get her to do something that she didn't want to do.
So what did you do about it?
I didn't do anything.
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
Guys, don't be like my friend here who didn't do anything. Not doing anything is part of the problem.
So not only that, the woo boy not only disagreed with what his friend done, he actually
turned him into a statue.
He froze him.
Yeah. He's got super, so he's an Avenger now.
He's an Avenger.
He's definitely a Mortal Kombat star.
He's got an Infinity Stone hidden somewhere.
That's what it is.
Texas Infinity Stone, will show you after.
Man.
No.
Is it on your piercing?
Nah, it's not me. It's a video, what do you call it? But Garrett's actually got an Infinity Stone.
Joe pointed out a very good thing there. If you watch the video, it's called Wait, What? 3 question marks. When the guy says, whoa. So, in fairness, Wait, What? Was never in the video. Weird title. Odd, but mm-hmm. whatever. So when he says, whoa, and taps the guy on the chest, the guy freezes. Completely stops, freezes, stares at the same spot. When the whoa guy moves forward, the other guy's head never moves. And I wonder, was he actually even ever looking at the whoa guy? That's a very deep video, guys. I think we missed a lot to this, you know?
All 36
And minutes. I love the way the guy says, how's that party, y'all? It was all right. It was a girl. There was a girl there who's too.
How's that party the other night?
It was all right.
What?
There was this guy, and he's with his girlfriend, and he's trying to get her to do something that she didn't want to do.
This guy? He was with a girlfriend.
You can read about it.
So he's got some kind of impediment, yeah, uh-huh. So he can't say his R's very well.
Twibby, moving, wobbly.
So dude was probably picked on a little bit, mate. What do you want him to do? Stand up and try and fucking be all assertive over a girl who doesn't want to play poker? Do you know what I mean?
We fell at Wome.
But if anything...
fucking leave him alone, you little cunt.
If anything, the wee woo boy should have turned and says, you need to go and run away with the boy like we said in the last video that we can roll his R's.
Extra twist wheel. And dude, there's nothing wrong with having an impediment or a lisp. It's all good. Sometimes it makes you kind of cute. I've seen girls with a bit of a lisp and impediment, and they're really hot and all, and they get kind of cute. And also, more obtainable. So, you know what I mean? What? What world? I'm accepting. I don't discriminate.
I'm not.
No judgment.
I will go with a girl with a lisp. I will go with any kind of deformity. My girlfriend, she's Latvian. So what do you think about that? It's the biggest deformity you could have.
What? You're gonna get shot.
I'm joking. See, I'm Iranian.
He doesn't have a
girlfriend. I'm the deformity. So yeah, whoa.
Whoa.
Last time?
What did you do about it?
I didn't do anything.
Whoa. What? Guys, don't be like my friend here who didn't do anything. Not doing anything is part of the problem.
Part of the problem.
Oh,
got his brother.
I don't think.
There's something wrong with you.
Guys, don't do anything if that happened.
If that's his brother, why didn't they talk about it in the house?
I don't know. Instead of going up in the hallway.
Imagine in the house. Yo, brother, I got to tell you something. Whoa. Where did we get a hall pass?
Where did we get a hall pass?
They're rolling up and down them halls. If they had stayed in class, they'd probably learn how to speak properly.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of Dobbin.
Where are the principals? I blame the parents.
Whoa.
Should have that as the sound clip as well. That's good. So the ending of the video, obviously we're taking the mick, taking the piss. We're slagging. We're taking a hand. We're joking on these guys. We don't have anything against anybody who's white.
I do.
What? It's called... So, this was called... The video, I guess, was called... You know, at the end, they've got the little thing they put up. Day One, the Sexual Assault and Trauma Resource Center. So this... And it was 2007. It's not even that long ago.
That's a wee long time.
And you know what? Okay. Wound socket. It was the wound socket area career and technical center. I would love to see the other guy say that. He could say the first word. Wound socket area career and technical center.
Whoa.
Maybe that's what actually happened to the gear.
What are you going
to
do about it? One day.
Maybe that's what happened to the Garrett. She had a wound socket.
This was the 2007 Your Voice, Your View contest winners.
Right.
Part of Your Voice. Funny. I love cringe stuff.
That was cringe.
I mean, dude, you're not going to hassle a girl because she doesn't want to play poker. No. Are you?
No.
You're going to stand up for her.
Sorry. Unless you want to play poker.
Okay, here's a great one. This one's from the 80s. You ready for this?
No, I'm too warm.
All right, just tell me.
I'm fucking sweating.
Come on. Just stop being a dick. We're almost done.
Quit. He says that all the time. You're here for us later.
You're such a dick. little kid laying in bed. He's about 11 or 12.
He's wanking. Well,
and his hand's going up and down.
That's not a kid. That's his man.
And it's... Nope. His hand's going up. It's 80s. Early 80s. Hands going up and down. Showing the doorknob. Mind. Doorknob's turning. That's my man. He jumps up.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it?
What?
It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room.
She's respectful.
When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings.
And then
I'm
come out
sorry
mouth
I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time.
My stepmom.
His mom's respectful. Like, you have to handle there.
Was he not
and the kid lays.
He just keeps on going.
I'll
be stroking.
He's like, he's
sorry,
like,
I intruded on your pride. It felt good. I'll be sure to
and
knock.
The echoes in his head. And he starts wanking again to his mom's voice. Right? All right? So we all saw the same thing, right? Has anybody got a heart on?
No. No.
How do you know?
No, I don't, because I got a flob on.
Joe?
Well, see this fucking thing here now, right? See this accident. See what actually happened to that chap here. I actually got caught with my sister.
I got caught with my mom.
I got caught with my sister, and I mean, I had my fucking 2 feet right up beside the TV, and I mean, I was pulling the balls of myself, right? But I was that engrossed in the TV, right? And it was a German fucking porno, right? So.
Jesus.
All you hear was, yeah, fighter. And I was going, give it there. Right, and I sit and pull my fucking stomach clean off myself, right? And next thing, right, out of my peripheral vision, I see something coming round, right? And it was like, and the fucking last stroke, it was like, it was something out of slow mo. It was like, like that, right? Grabbed the fucking cushion, pulled it over my balls, stood looking at her eye to eye, trying to get the actual fucking TV to change. No, the fucking battery was dead in the remote. So your woman's getting plowed, going, yeah, fight, and I'm sitting trying to turn this fucking TV channel over. Hey,
oh my word.
But I was like the guy.
Yeah, I blame the parents.
But I was like the guy out of a 40-year-old virgin. You know, you're sitting upstairs and you're lying in your bed, going, ah, they'll forget about that, and they'll not remember that in the morning.
What's happened in this video? Yeah, that happened to me too. I was doing the same. I was fucking wanking. Yes, Americans, it's masturbation. It's
pulling the stomach yourself,
jacking off. Mm-hmm. We used to have a joke in America. If your Uncle Jack was stuck up on top of a roof, would you help your Uncle Jack off? Someone would go, yeah. So, guy's jacking off in his bed in the 70s or 80s, whatever the fuck it is. And mommy opens the door. But just the way she says, it felt good, didn't it, Ricky? Damn, it's just like...
That was like Norman Bates.
Dude, change the music and it's a porn. It's definitely a porn.
Mm-hmm. Did somebody order a pizza? How could you be slipping?
Let's see.
When she says it felt good, was he still stroking?
Yes. What? She's... I'm glad you
just spotted that.
It felt good, didn't it?
And stroke.
It's all right.
He gave it the last two tugs. Finish this one.
Would you?
When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings. And what causes them, and how we can control these.
How do we
feelings?
Not know that it might be his stepmom?
I'm sorry I intruded.
It's stepmom part.
Hey, damn, sure that changes me. Everything.
Bada bing, hey.
I mean, maybe.
Stepmom part, totally.
He's still going.
Yeah, but listen, now her voice echoes in his head, and he still does it. Watch.
He's still moving, I can see him. He's back there laying down.
And he's doing it while her voice replays in his head.
Doing it, watch that again. It's disgusting.
You love it, Joe.
No, I'm just going to Google it when I go home.
Watch it over
gonna,
and
he's
going to
make a 10-hour loop of it.
It felt good, didn't it?
Right. We're almost up with 3 clips left. Let's get through these before Joe melts.
No, lad. I'm
Fuck up, lad. Or you go home, me and Dex will finish it.
No, you won't. Dex is
working. You're walking, I've got the cure.
I've got you. No, we've got 2 more actually. We did older women first. So we've got 2 more. Come on, man, stop being a dick.
Fuck up.
Come on.
Pussy. I don't want to sit and fucking.
Joseph.
This is fucking wasting 30 minutes fucking about.
Because that's what you'll do. You'll tell fucking stories no one wants to hear and that we've all heard.
Come on, it's my first time when I called
exactly.
The podcast.
Exactly.
Is it your first time when I take lunch?
Just sit there and shut the fuck
really
up, Joe.
Loving it.
Fucking douchebag.
You douchebag.
Right, this one's called Welcome to the Club, Buddy. These are all short, by the way.
Excellent.
I want the longer ones.
Congratulations. You're officially part of the band.
Okay.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
Okay.
What kind of club is it?
It's a 70s porn.
Well, it's the band. All right, so these guys are in a band, and they've just welcomed their new member to the band.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, I think, had like a Tom Selleck mustache, and the other has like a button-up checked shirt with no sleeves.
Sleeves.
Not a good start.
No, you wouldn't for the
yeah,
music.
Yeah, Tom Selleck, definitely Tom Selleck, and the fucking Fern Cotton actor from Scream.
Congratulations. You're officially part of the band. Welcome to the club, buddy.
What? What?
Let's get something straight. It was the first and the last time either one of you will ever touch my ass again.
What?
Are you clear?
Okay, so...
Van Damme, Jean-Paul.
Van Damme.
Checked sleeveless shirt guy. Once he says, welcome to the club, welcome to the band, he reaches over, and I don't know why a guy's bent over like this, but he's bent over something with his ass right in the air. In fact, the new band member, and he reaches up and grabs his ass. And I don't mean like football slaps it. I mean, he really grabs it. I think, actually, probably when the actors were doing it, they were like, just slap him on the ass, and the guy was like, okay. And they were like, whoa. You know, so there could be some, you know, legitimate, genuine feelings
but
here.
I think a knuckle might have slapped.
Whenever he says, let's get something straight, it pans back to the guy with the no sleeves and he makes this weird face. Like, what? you need to watch this one. It's called Welcome to the Club, Buddy. This has got to be another one of those services.
Well, what kind of club is it? Do you know what I mean?
It's a band. Welcome to the band.
The bum band.
Congratulations. You're officially part of the band. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Let's get something straight. It was the first and the last time either one of you will ever touch my ass again.
Wait a minute.
Are you
my Wait ass a minute. Again?
Tom Selleck never touched your ass. It's the first and last time either one of you. Whoa, that's like if Joe, you know, tried to grab my balls and I was like, right, neither one of you will ever grab my balls again. Would you not be like, whoa, dude, I didn't touch your balls?
Whoa. Yeah, thanks, Dad, before I walked on.
Right,
with just more a weird slapping ass.
Just a weird clip I found, guys. Sorry about that.
That was crazy.
My last one of the night, guys, I'm pleased to say features Dex and Joe. Joe sent me this earlier and said, here's some clips of me and Dex back in the day. I just wanted to show them because I thought they were quite funny.
Yeah.
I thought they went down pretty well.
Happy we're in Dex if I was you.
No,
Now, I'm glad I'm not in them.
Okay.
Right? But, okay. Dude... Your part in these?
Right.
Fucking hell. You're a funny cunt, and you were quite fucking tanked back in the day. Well, yeah. Did you used to lift and take protein and stuff, no?
No.
No? Never?
Never, no.
Maybe just young muscle. Joe, you were quite slim in them too, man.
What videos you stickle?
Did he not tell you?
No.
I'm going to be fucking some weird shit about you with my fist on off.
No. No, definitely not. You and Joe, back in the day, partying it up. Rosemount, was it? Rosemount or 720 or something like that. Yeah, cool. All the ladies around you. It looks good.
Looks a bit strange. Weird shit.
There's a bit of strangeness there, man, on your part. I'm just saying.
Thanks, bro. Hey, we're all friends and family here.
Fuck
it's
off.
Good to know you got a big dick, though. Right?
Just saying.
Whoa.
Whoa. You didn't do nothing, Joe. Jesus Christ.
Oh shit, I'm sorry. Sorry for what? Our daddy taught us not to be ashamed of our dicks, especially since they're such good size and all.
Alright.
I don't remember having that there kind of accent.
Well, you were wanting me to do a role play, Dex. And like...
So, two guys out in the woods, one of them. Looks like Dex is fishing in the woods.
I'm waiting for some fucked up banjo music coming on here next.
In fairness, this dude's got a much bigger head in both directions. But I don't know, I can see some similarity. You're better looking though. He's younger, but you're better looking. It's all good. We're all friends here. Got you.
Good man.
He's younger.
But they're out in the woods.
You want to grab my ass?
This bald guy out in the woods. This is the kind of guy who looks like he's wearing a cut-off button-up shirt, even though he's not. And then another Tom Selleck enters the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, our daddy taught us never be ashamed of our dicks.
In the middle of fucking nowhere.
In the middle of fucking nowhere. And just sneaking up. Just sneaking up and not dressed for woods at all.
No.
Definitely dumping a body somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Sorry for what? Our daddy taught us not to be ashamed of our dicks, especially since they're such good size and all. Yeah, I see that. Your daddy gave you good advice. It gets bigger when I pull on it.
What?
Hmm.
What?
Sometimes, I pull on it so hard, I rip the skin.
A little rapey. Okay, our daddy taught us not to be ashamed of our dicks. Your daddy gave you good advice. Sometimes I pull on it, it gets bigger. And then sometimes I pull on it so hard, it rips the skin.
Mm. Jesus Christ, Joe.
That wasn't me. It was you, Dex, you wee freak.
Yeah, that's what's happening here in the woods. with fucking Russian Tom Selleck and cut-off, not cut-off boy.
They're such good size and all. Yeah, I see that. Your daddy gave you good advice. It gets bigger when I pull on it. Sometimes, I pull on it so hard, I rip the skin. Well, my daddy taught me a few things too, like how not to rip the skin by using someone else's mouth instead of your own hands.
Come on, we went about too far here. Like,
Well, my daddy taught me to use someone else's mouth so you don't rip the skin instead of your own hands.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I keep playing at the fuck right the wall.
Joe's getting there.
How not to rip the skin by using someone else's mouth instead of your own hands. Will you show me?
Oh, come on.
I'd be right happy to.
And this piece on American TV?
I have no idea where this is. On YouTube, it's called "Oh Shit, I'm Sorry" to be continued.
Text, which would you like to be a hand job first? Quick.
What? None? Because I don't swing that
why
way.
Why are you? You got a problem with that?
Why do you?
No, I'm straight.
You got a problem with gays?
No, I got a problem with gays, but I'm fucking straight.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest here, Dex McVeigh, also known as Matthew McVeigh, has a problem with gay people.
Down these masses.
So happy wood, all right.
Squatting. Dex, you're getting all sweaty over. Is that brood doing it for you or what?
A wee bit.
Dex. Our daddy's taught us not to be ashamed of
it. Oh, Jacob, can I put my dick in your mouth?
Do you know what's so funny? It's like, dude was pissing.
In the middle of fucking nowhere.
How can that possibly be attractive to anyone, no matter what way you swing?
Sorry, you forget about the first video we watched about an old man or old woman being attracted to fucking what?
It's still not pissing.
Yeah, but sure, there's porn out there, sure, with fucking when man's pissing on console.
Are you into it?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Because.
Racist.
No, part-time.
Dex? You into
Dex? I know, Dex.
Pissing on people?
You only let it happen to you once or twice, but didn't you?
I told you not to fucking say nothing about that.
Prison's a long time.
No, I won't.
No, cut the cheese, Leroy.
Cut the cheese, Leroy.
I hate locked doors.
Go to bitties.
Go to bitties. Me go jail.
But you always said, Dex, it was the trickling down the crack of your ass where the passion really done it for you, isn't it, or something? Yeah, I don't know what.
How did you get it so warm?
Sicko.
Our daddy's taught us not to be ashamed of our dicks.
Our daddy's told us not to be ashamed of our decks.
I'm not ashamed.
Oh, fuck.
You need people like me.
100%.
Does it do the falling?
What?
Does it do
the falling? No, Joe, it doesn't.
It's a sign bar.
You can never just take what you get. You always got to want more.
We're going.
Cool.
Well, Dex, get your hair. We're going.
I lost that 10
years
ago.
There's plenty you can take. If you ever want a transplant, man, if you want your head to look like that.
No, thanks.
You got the nice bald head going on, man. No, it suits it, man. But you, bro.
What?
It's me, Mario.
You sponsored by Brillo or what?
That's a Mario.
It's a Mario.
All he needs is a mustache.
Mario. It's fucking Jonah Hill.
Fuck up, lad. You look like Buzz Lightyear.
There's a rattlesnake in my boot.
That's what that guy says in the forest.
G, Jesus. What do you think, Dix? What do you think about the Bloody Basement podcast? It's fucking bullshit, isn't it?
No, I love it.
And look, I've got to edit all this shit now.
Right.
I have to edit all this, which is bollocks. Do you know what I have to do when I have to edit? I have to listen through this piece by piece and cut and paste and stitch and cut and paste and stitch. Stitching and pasting is the same thing, but it sounds like I'm doing more when I say it like that.
Jokes.
It's Joe's jokes, yeah.
Fuck up, nobody listens to a show only because of me. Fucking mouth. Irish Joe represent me. Yay!
We had an artist do a drawing of him once, based on a picture of him, and it looked just like him. The first drawing looked just like him.
On his voice?
On his actual picture.
Right.
You can't really get voices from pictures.
No, I just thought because he's just a podcast.
One day.
You know what I mean? I didn't know what he called you were sending out images.
I'm sorry, I brought him over.
Oh, come on. I really do like being on podcasts.
Please invite me again.
Whoa. I'm just going to sample that one word. Whoa. If you didn't do anything, you're part of the problem.
I did have 3 petrol bombs and bricks and done the hunter still here. Right, peace out.
No. One final thing. Joe, what are you going to do when I actually move?
Move to where?
Latvia.
Are you moving back?
What do you mean, are you moving back?
Hey, passport.
I'll miss you big time, lad.
Really?
Oh, big time. Absolutely.
Do you remember when we did the podcast and I told you that I was like going to America?
I was crying.
For ages and you were crying and all. Right? Like it was the same podcast where I got a monster and didn't give you one. I had him going for the whole podcast that I was leaving, moving to America for ages and I wasn't going to be here for a while. And in theory, in reality, I actually was moving to America. I wasn't moving to America. I was going to America for 2.5 weeks.
Right.
Then we got to America, and thanks to COVID, we got stuck for 4 months.
Jesus.
So we left Joe here all alone, and he used to fucking video chat me and cry and he would video chat me and he would cry and vape.
The fucking lame.
And I'd be like, dude, can you not just call me on the phone? He was like, I don't want to talk. I just want to look at you.
Cry, vape, and pull balls himself.
Our deck, he told us never to be embarrassed to our deck.
He would wink and cry at the same time and vape.
And watch Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote. Who left the gate open?
Fuck no.
Joe, you know better.
Joe.
No, thanks, you come on behind me.
Hey, there's no fucking sign on the gate. They say, please lock the door after you.
Are you born like you fucking? Are you born in a castle or what? Swinging gate?
I was born in a fucking barn with a swinging door.
That's all right. There's a dog up the other house.
That's all right.
Where are we looking?
I'm joking. Did you? That's cameras here. I can see you coming in.
Sweet.
I've seen you, which you were at earlier before you got here.
You better be wiping that lens.
I know. It steams up sometimes. It'll only last for a little while and then it goes away.
A bit frosted.
Anyway, that's the Bloody Basement Podcast episode
19.
Yep. 20's next. Oh my God, we're going to have to get Brad's back in. This actually would have been 20, except we did a podcast around Christmas and I had a hard drive failure. So there's one lost podcast that we may never see unless I can get the hard drive recovered.
Ooh.
Which would be really cool to get it recovered in like 20 years and like listen back to it, wouldn't it?
Deadly.
Joe will forget. Joe won't remember much by then.
No, I was good. We were all there and we laughed, eh? I mean.
Yeah, you looking forward to Halloween?
Bye. It's next week, isn't it?
Not long from now.
Next week or something.
What are you doing?
End of month, you fucking crazy bastard.
Next month, I don't know. Aye, we'll be here.
What are you doing for Halloween?
Fuck off.
He's dressing up like Mario.
You know what Joe's doing for Halloween?
It's Mario!
Yeah, I know what Joe's doing for Halloween. Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
I put up my Christmas tree every Halloween.
Do you put your Christmas tree up every Halloween?
I put it out the front.
Why?
Because it's Halloween. Dress up whatever you want.
That's a good point. He's got you there, Dix.
Right,
our daddy taught us not to be ashamed of our Christmas trees.
Irish Joe, peace out. Good folks, thank you. See you out there.
Here with Dix. Check the description. You can see links to all the video clips we watched and develop your own rubbish and send it to us at thebloodybasementpodcast@gmail.com. Send me more letters for Joe. It's been a while. I haven't read any. I know you don't really miss him, but Dex is here now. Dex, pretty cool. I have to get Dex back in. What do you think, Dex? You have a good time? Yeah,
appreciate it. Thanks for
you lying?
No, I swear to God.
Look at his face.
Shut up, your mama.
I think he's lying.
No, it was deadly.
Are you
enjoyed it.
Are you warm in here yet?
Nah,
I'm fucking sweating like I'm fucking stealing copper.
Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's bloody basement. I'm Mr. Black.
Isn't that cool? This is my show, where we talk about God knows what.
Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! No, fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
I've got no time for my fears.
Leave me alone!
They fade away, but they won't disappear, disappear.
Basement Podcast.
I'm Mr. Black Pasta.